This is KUNC. It's been almost 70 years since a plane crash in Los Gatos, California, claimed the lives of 28 Mexican farm workers. In many news accounts, they were listed only as deportees, while the white crew members were named. The incident served as the inspiration for one of the most covered songs in folk music history. And as KUNC's Stacey Nick reports, it got its start in a little house in Greeley, Colorado.
The folk song Deportee has been covered by a lot of different voices. Joan Baez.
The crops are all in and the lettuce is rotting.
Johnny Cash.
The oranges are packed in, the creosote dump.
Dolly Parton.
You're flying them back to the Mexican border.
Bruce Springsteen.
Take all that money and weed back again.
You know, I had heard the song growing up a few times, probably from Arlo Guthrie.
That's California author Tim Hernandez. He researched the song and the story behind it for his book, All They Will Call You. In 2011, he tracked down the plane's passengers to Holy Cross Cemetery in Fresno, where they'd been buried in a mass grave.
It moved me. There was a placard there that was very anonymous. It just said 28 Mexican citizens died in a plane crash January 28th. Rest in peace.
That anonymity also moved folk songwriter Woody Guthrie back in 1948, so much so that he penned a poem about it. And that's what eventually turned into the song Deportee.
My father's own father, he waded that river. They took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come working the fruit trees. They rode the...
Having seen my family struggle, go through the... Having sort of moments where they were silenced in their own lives. And that, growing up with that kind of experience made me invested in the story, you know. And so I began to listen to the song differently.
And along the way, Hernandez found that there was another largely anonymous person involved in the story.
Everyone attributes this song to Woody Guthrie. We don't hear the name Martin Hoffman.
Martin Hoffman was a student at Colorado State University. He was also a founder of the school's ballad club, which in 1958 hosted a show with folk legend Pete Seeger. Afterwards, at Hoffman's apartment in Greeley, students took turns performing songs for their musical hero. A sleepy Seeger began nodding off when Hoffman played the song he'd just written, using Guthrie's poem as the lyrics. And as Hernandez notes during a recent retelling of the story to a group of students at Ames Community College, the rest is history.
As Martin's playing that song right here in Greeley for the first time, Pete Seeger takes a notepad out, writes a few things down, puts it in his pocket, takes off, says, "Thank you guys, good night," leaves. A few months later, Martin receives a letter in the mail from Pete's manager, saying Pete is going to record that song and he wants to co-credit you with Woody Guthrie for that song.
Since then, the song has been covered more than 50 times, but its origins were largely hidden. Martin Hoffman went on to start a demonstration school on the Rough Rock Navajo Reservation in Arizona. He later committed suicide.
A gangly kid from Colorado.
In 1973, his friend Judy Collins went on to write Song for Martin in his memory.
I first heard Woody's songs from him in a cabin in the snow.
As Tim Hernandez was uncovering Hoffman's story, he also found Diane Vigent.
My father was a dear friend of Martin Hoffman, who wrote the music that kept the song Deportee alive for the next 65 years.
But even Vigent didn't know Hoffman was behind the song until after her father, Jerry Davich, died in 2007. One day, she was going through some of her father's old boxes.
And I found this little pack of four cassette tapes in a sandwich-sized Ziploc bag with a table of contents typed on a manual typewriter with my dad's handwriting on it. And on each tape, it said Mart and a series of years.
On the first tape, track number four was listed as Deportee Original Recording. Now, we can't play that version for you. Vigent returned the originals to Hoffman's family, and they have not authorized the release of any of the tapes. But as Hernandez tells the students, he has heard that original recording.
Martin actually speaks before he records the song. He speaks and he says something to the effect of, he tells his friend Dick Barker, "This song, Dick, The Plane Wreck at Los Gatos, it was written by Woody Guthrie." And then he goes on to tell us that he just decided that those words needed a melody to it. And he says, "I put the two together and here's what happened."
To Hernandez, who did his own cover of Deportee with musician Lance Canales, the story of Martin Hoffman's involvement was an important element.
For me, that message was a question, you know, who are these friends all scattered like dry leaves? And so my attempt was to answer that.
You ask who are these friends all scattered like dry leaves.
For KONC, I'm Stacy Nick.
Radio calls us all just deported. Goodbye to my wine, goodbye Rosalita. Adios mi amigos, Jesus Maria.